The following is a paid program that does not reflect the views of the ownership, management, staff, advertisers, or affiliates of WHGM. Welcome to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold, sponsored by Bowers Law of Maryland.
Good morning, campers. I am not your Uncle Ernie. I am your accident injury guy. This is Attorney Bowers with Bowers Law Talk back here on WHGM. Thanks for tuning in. We've been doing this for, it's been a couple months now, and love getting out here and giving you guys some useful information. And again, if you guys are ever injured in an accident or a work injury, give my office a call at 410-885-6200, or we've got that text line that we've been telling you about that is the 667-220-6500. Save that one in your phone, because if you ever do get in an accident and you need our help, you're going to be able to text us from the accident scene on that. Take pictures. We can guide you through that process. Hey, take a picture of this license plate. Take a picture of the vehicles before they move. Take a picture of the officer's badge. Any of that kind of stuff, you could text it right to us. If you hire us and we set up an electronic file for you, that's, you know, what we use to monitor your case and your medical treatment and everything like that. All of those photos that you text us from the accident scene link up to your file. So easy. Especially in this day and age where the coronavirus is impacting us and a lot of people are trying to work from home, stay at home, limit their interaction with people unless it's absolutely necessary. A lot of this stuff we're able to do remotely just because of the way that our office was set up before and adding new things like this text line. So, you know, keep that in mind, save that number again, the text line, which you can also call. But the text line is 667-220-6500. That 667 is a relatively new to the past couple of years Maryland area code. But yeah, that comes right to our office. And like I said, you could call or text that. The 885-6200 number, you can only call. We don't have text capabilities there. Technology's weird. We tried. I want it to. But I mean, I can only do so much with what we got out there. So again, as I mentioned there before, as we've teased this week, if you saw our video online or heard the promos, we are going to talk about medical bills that result from injuries, that result from these accidents, and how they get paid. And as we normally do midway through the show, we are going to visit the fine state of Florida and get ourselves into the Florida Man. We will be announcing a winner for the $25 gift card, and we will be announcing yet another contest. We're going to keep doing that contest thing. We've gotten some pretty decent responses from it. So anytime, our Facebook page, Bowers Law MD, or that text line that I mentioned, you could shoot those texts there for your favorite Florida man. We do a production meeting usually on Thursdays, which is when we pick who that week's winner is going to be. So get them into us by Thursday. Otherwise, I mean, we're pretty loose about it, so we'll just roll any entries that come in after we've made a decision to the next week. So, you know, no harm, no foul there. But yeah, send us your favorite Florida man. And until we get to the point where we've exhausted these, we're going to keep doing the Florida man thing. We may switch it up in the next couple months, but for now, Florida man's going to be that thing that we do after that first break. And we're going to keep giving away cool stuff through local businesses. Some are advertisers on the station. Some are just local businesses in the area. If you are a business that might want to get involved and be that featured business for the week that we give away a gift card, help drive you some business, shoot me a text on that text line, the 667-220-6500. I'm happy to connect with you and try to get you connected to somebody who's involved in the Florida man stuff. But yeah, let's get into medical bills, because one of the things that most of my clients are worried about, I would say a lot of my clients, the number one thing they're worried about is their vehicle, the damage to their vehicle. And then the number two thing is obviously their injuries, and those bounce back and forth depending on how hurt somebody is. And we deal with a wide range of situations in our office involving these accident cases. I mean, little rear end bumper taps where somebody gets checked out at the hospital or urgent care and absolutely nothing more, all the way up to, you know, I mean, we handle death cases and everywhere in between. We handle the big ones, we handle the small ones, a whole lot of medium ones. These all kind of are run of the mill. But at the end of the day, our clients want to know that their medical bills are getting paid. So there are a bunch of ways that that happens. And ultimately, just to kind of jump ahead of all of that and jump ahead of the case process in my office, when we get to the end of one of these accident cases that we handle here at Bowers Law, the goal is that when we resolve that case, sometimes it might be by settling the case. I'd say that's probably about 80 to 85% of the time, depending on the insurance company. Some insurance companies, we know out of the gate that there's like a 90% chance that we're filing a lawsuit and not going to settle the case. But that being said, most of the time these cases settle without even having to file a lawsuit. There's a good chunk of them that we file a lawsuit and then we go through some of the process and then we settle the case. And then there's a handful of them, I'd say, that actually go to trial, probably somewhere between 3 to 5% of the cases in my office. So a very, very small amount. Now we do, and we'll get into this in another show because it's a totally different topic and I don't want to get down that rabbit hole, but a lot of times we end up having to file a lawsuit and then it doesn't go too much further than that. And a lot of that is, and we'll get into it, like I said, in another show, it's about knowing who the insurance company on the other side of this thing is and how they operate. So at the end of these things, regardless of how it's resolved, the insurance company, whether it be a settlement or a verdict, sends a check to my office, which goes into an escrow account. It's maintained and monitored by the State Bar Association, so nothing shady can go on. By law, when an insurance company sends one of those checks out for a settlement, they're also supposed to mail the claimant, my client, a letter saying, hey, we sent your attorney a check for the amount that the check is. So nothing shady goes on there. And when we process everything, any outstanding medical bills get paid from that settlement. We're handing a check to our client that basically accounts to pain, for pain and suffering and what they went through. Every medical bill, the attorney's fees, any expenses that we put out are already taken care of. So my client walks away from my office with a check that is free and clear. As long as they told me about the medical treatment that they received, and we kind of grill you throughout the process to make sure we know what's going on, everything is paid. They are walking away from this accident knowing that anybody that's owed anything is taken care of. And that check in their hand that they get from my office at the end is theirs free and clear. And as of right now, and the way, and I don't see any indication that it's going to change anytime soon, that money is not considered to be income as long as it's coming from like an auto accident case or a medical malpractice case. And therefore, it is not subject to any sort of state or federal income tax. So we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of really how those bills get paid, not just out of the settlement, because that's the last line of how things get paid. But we got to take a quick break here, and we welcome your calls or texts here to WHGM Gold at 410-939-9446. So if you have questions about this, and let's try to keep them on topic because we have a limited amount of time here today, and we want to talk about how these medical bills get paid when you get injured in an accident. This is Attorney Joe with Bowers, your accident and injury guy from the Bowers Law Studios here at WHGM Gold. We will be right back.
We now return to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for sticking with me and welcome back. This is your accident and injury attorney, Joe with Bowers, here with Bowers Law Talk. But first, this week's Florida Man. This one comes from Justin in Harford County. And because it's election week, and even though we're still in the middle of this thing, this is not going to be political, but it's about politics here. And this is a very recent one. This one happened within the past week and a half. The headline is that Governor Ron DeSantis, this is in Florida, obviously Florida man, had trouble voting. A 20-year-old Florida man is to blame, police said. So here's the story. Florida, like Maryland, has early voting, and I guess it looks like Governor DeSantis on 2 weeks ago Monday, showed up at his normal polling place. Now, he's the governor, so his address is the governor's mansion. So obviously, like here, he's associated with a polling place that, that goes along with wherever that is geographically. And they said, hey, you're at the wrong place. This is the wrong address. It looks like apparently some 20-year-old kid who has been charged with a couple of felonies, including voter fraud as a result of this, fraudulently filed some change of address form for the governor. Now, obviously, he this all got sorted out and he was able to vote, but it when he showed up, there was no ballot there waiting for him. So that's fraud. This guy, this kid's probably going to go to jail. So don't commit any election fraud ever. Don't be a Florida man. And Justin's going to get the $25 Elk River Brewing gift card. And we encourage you to submit your favorite or topically relevant, because obviously we picked that one because it lined up with it being election week and it was election related. We got another $25 Elk River Brewing Car, Brewing Company gift card here for next week's winner. So shoot a text to the text line 667-220-6500 or Facebook message me at the Bowers Law MD Facebook page. Either of those works. So now we're going to get back into why we are here, and that is how medical bills get paid that result in an auto accident. And there's a couple of different ways, as I've mentioned. And ultimately, one thing that's important to note is that if you have an attorney that regularly handles accident cases and you are getting medical treatment at a physical therapy office or a chiropractic office or some sort of medical office that regularly deals with the injuries that pertain to auto accidents, both of those individuals, your attorney and the treating doctor or treating facility, understand how these cases work and will typically wait as the last scenario, the last line of payment until the case settles to pay, to get paid. And ultimately, there are a couple of other ways before that that medical bills get paid quicker. But a lot of times with most of our clients, and it's not everyone, because as I mentioned before, we handle a wide range of, you know, injuries, some that are relatively minor and somebody might not even go to physical therapy. It's just a quick, you know, hospital visit, checked out, everything's fine. Maybe they're a little stiff and sore, but they don't even follow up afterwards. Maybe they check to their primary doctor, and then that's it, all the way to, you know, surgeries, death cases, as I mentioned, everything in between. So, you know, the medical treatment that our clients receive varies widely based on each situation. So, you know, that being said, the first thing that happens with these things is something that you have, and I've mentioned it countless times on these shows, is personal injury protection coverage. I'll say it again because I told you I'd pretty much say it in every show. Don't waive PIP. Do not waive PIP. Here is the point when medical bills are coming through where your doctors first will start to bill to that personal injury protection coverage. We will set up a claim for you. We will provide a claim number. The doctors bill to it directly. They get paid directly usually. That money can also be used to pay for lost wages, time that you miss from work, and things like that. But there's only a set amount. The standard, if you haven't waived it, and you shouldn't waive it, so don't waive it. And I'll say it again, and I'll keep saying it, and I've warned you, and I'll never stop warning you, don't waive PIP. The base amount, the standard amount, unless you ask for more, or unless you have a really great insurance agent that says, hey, you should have more, and here's why, and there are a few out there, that are great like that, is $2,500. In Maryland, you are allowed to purchase, or should I say, insurance companies are allowed to sell you as much as $10,000 in personal injury protection coverage. The reason that we recommend that anybody get it, that 10 grand if it's available to them, and it really varies, based on insurance companies, because some sell it, some don't. That 10 grand provides for a good mix of both medical care and time missed from work. And, you know, we deal with clients who sometimes, if they get hurt really, really badly, they're out of work for a month or more. It's going to get tight. And I think a lot of people, you know, who might be listening here experienced some tightness during the pandemic. You know, that was a different time where, as far as paying bills and things like that, there were a lot of different things in place to protect people. If you get in an auto accident, there are none of those protections out there, where the mortgage company or your electric company or anything like that is a little bit more lenient because there's some global pandemic going on. So having that personal injury protection coverage is so important. Again, it pays a lot of the medical bills, and get as much as you can, because typically, and again, I'm not an insurance agent, so I'm kind of spitballing here off of what my own policy looks like, what I have heard clients report back to me. Because when I review people's insurance policies and I say, hey, when you go get quotes on these, report back to me, please. I'd like to know what the difference in your premiums are so that I can kind of share that information with others. The ability to go, the cost premium-wise, to go from $2,500 in PIP, which is the base, assuming that you haven't waived it and you shouldn't waive it, all the way up to that 10 grand, so an additional $7,500 in benefit, is usually about $5 or $6 a month. So if you think about that, let's say it's $6 a month, all right? That's $72 a year, all right? If you were to use that just one time and get the extra $7,500, which, mind you, if your vehicle has 10 grand in PIP, that is a per person per accident. So if you and a significant other are in an accident in that car that has 10 grand in PIP, you each are going to be afforded the $10,000 in PIP. So that's an extra $15,000. But let's say it's you solo in a car and you have to use this coverage. You would have to avoid getting into an accident where that happened for 104 years for you to pay more money in premiums than the benefit that you receive from having it. It is a no-brainer. It is an automatic win. So if you do nothing else after you listen to any of these shows, other than make sure that you haven't waived PIP, it's call your auto insurance agents and see if you can increase that PIP coverage. It is usually super inexpensive and you get a tremendous amount of benefit. And I mean, let me just throw some numbers at you so that you kind of have an understanding of what we're trying to pay here. If you go in an ambulance, ballpark, that's about a grand right there, $1,000 ambulance ride. If you go and you get treated and released the same day, meaning you don't get admitted to the hospital, you don't stay overnight, you're in, you're out, same day, that's about $1,500, as much as $2,000. If you end up getting x-rays or a CT scan, it could be even more. So just in the hospital visit, we are still talking about the same day of the accident. You went to use the ambulance to go to the hospital. You've already kind of gone through that $2,500 in base PIP insurance. So having more than that is always a benefit. And because you're going to, if you went an ambulance to the hospital and you had to get x-rays, it is highly likely that you are going to need follow-up medical care. Physical therapy, chiropractic, some combo of the two. The average cost in Maryland for an MRI, if you get to the point where you need an MRI, is about $1,400-$1,500. So you can see how this stuff adds up. And, you know, physical therapy varies depending on where you go. Could be, I mean, a lot of these are like $200-$300 a visit sometimes. And all of it's different depending on what county you're in and the geography. It's kind of wild the way that it's different all over the place, but it is. The personal injury protection helps pay these. That's the first line of defense. The second line of defense on getting paid, getting the medical bills paid, is health insurance. Okay, we're all mandated to have health insurance. Health insurance is all over the place. Okay, there are benefits through the state. There are federal benefits like Medicare. There are various different private health insurances that you can either have on your own through the insurance exchange or through an employer. They all have different co-pays. They all have different deductibles. It's kind of a wild mess the way that it's all over the place. But part of what we do in our office is make sure that any of that's getting processed. Usually what has to happen is the PIP has to exhaust, meaning that all the PIP has been used first, then the health insurance. But for most of my clients, I tell them, well, all my clients, I tell them if they have health insurance, use your health insurance when you can, because it's going to help you out substantially when we get to the end of the line. So that is a perfect time to tease you into our next break. And we will come back and we will talk about health insurance and how it helps you in the accident case. And if you have questions, we'll try to take some of those, although we may run right straight through this because I got a lot more information here. But call or text those questions, 410-939-9446. Again, this is Bowers Law Talk here at WHGM Gold. We'll be back here in a few.
We now return to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
Hey, and welcome back. Thank you for sticking with us. This is your accident injury guy, Attorney Bowers here from the Bowers Law Talk segment here on WHGM Gold. We are on the final leg of this race, and we are, I want to encourage anybody that gets in an accident and injury, because we are about to talk about probably one of the more confusing and complicated parts of what we do, and that's dealing with health insurance. We are here to take care of our clients. What we provide is a service, and we are here to make sure that everything gets handled right and gets taken care of, and we take no money up front. So if you've been injured in an accident or hurt at work or anything like that, call my office, 410-885-6200, or use that text line, the 667-220-6500. You can do that anytime from the accident scene or afterwards. But again, if you do it at the accident scene, we can kind of walk you through what pictures to take so that you can send them to us, and it helps us out a lot and we help you. But again, as I tell people, because sometimes they're like, hey, this isn't really big, is it worth your time? What I offer is a service, and I am here to make sure people get taken care of. I'm here to make sure that the process is handled right, that the settlements are fair, that everything gets paid for, which obviously is what we're talking about here today. There isn't a case that's too small for my office's attention, because again, most of our business actually comes from referrals from former clients who are happy with the way that we handled everything for them. And again, large or small, we're here to take care of everybody and make sure that these things are done right. So that being said, we are going to get into probably the most complicated element of how medical bills can get paid for, and that is using your health insurance. Because health insurance, and again, that's the big elephant in the room. It's a touchy subject for many people to talk about, but it's there. And it's there if you have it to protect you. And it does a lot of really great things. And one of the things that's the most important, I threw out a bunch of different numbers in the last segment about what an ambulance bill might be and what a hospital visit might be and what an MRI is and physical therapy and everything like that. One of the things that's super important if you end up in a situation where you're using your health insurance is that health insurance, all of them, have pre-negotiated what they're going to pay medical providers for certain services. And every insurance company is different in what they've negotiated, but they've all negotiated it down to some extent. It saves money, because at the end of the day, if we are successful, or when we are successful in recovering money in an accident case from, you know, the auto insurance company, most, not all, but most health insurance companies are entitled to reimbursement for what they paid out. But the important thing is, I'm going to go to the MRI, because the MRI is the easiest one to kind of throw out there, because the pricing for everything is pretty close together. An MRI on average in Maryland, and again, this may vary, different facilities, different, you know, geographical locations or otherwise, but an MRI would cost approximately $1,400, $1,500. And that is a bill that if it runs through your health insurance, they are going to satisfy that bill. They're going to get it to zero as far as the MRI facility is concerned by paying somewhere between $300 to $500. And again, all different, but the prices are pre-negotiated. When we settle the accident case for our client, one of the numbers that goes on the board for our negotiation is the full $1,400 or $1,500. That goes into consideration when it comes to an insurance company determining an offer. But what we have to pay back is usually a fraction of the $500 that the health insurance company actually paid. We negotiate those numbers as well for our client. So ultimately, using health insurance in a situation where you get an MRI might put an extra $1,000 in your pocket when it boils down to how we settle this case. So that's important to note. And that's, you know, those numbers, there's not really a hard and fast rule, because the reimbursement rate for, let's say, Blue Cross Blue Shield and the reimbursement rate for United Healthcare might be totally different. So don't take any of these numbers to gospel from me. Ultimately, at the end of the day, my office monitors and manages all of this for our clients. We take all of that tricky, complicated, convoluted math out of it for our clients. Everything, full disclosure, all of our clients get access to their file at any time that they want to. They are welcome to ask us any questions by calling, emailing, or texting our text line. But ultimately, working with us is a way to kind of set it and forget it, so to speak, to use a late night TV infomercial reference. But we're getting into the holiday food season, so set it and forget it is getting to be relevant again here. We handle all of that, but it's so important. So you've got the first line of defense, as we mentioned, is PIP insurance. Don't waive it. Get more. Call your agent. Then your health insurance. And then sometimes, and so let's talk about the health insurance again. You may have insurance that obligates you to have a deductible or obligates you to pay a copay or some combination of the two. One of the things that's important, even if you have a huge deductible, all right, let's say you have a $10,000 deductible. I'm not 100% sure if they even can sell them that high anymore, but let's say you're sitting there and you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm not going to use my health insurance because I'm going to owe money. Number one, you're chipping into your deductible. Number two, those bills, let's use that $1,500 MRI bill. You may have to owe it, but they're going to negotiate that down because of the contract price to $400 or $500. So instead of having to pay $1,500, you only have to pay $400 or $500 because it ran through your health insurance. Plus, that $400 or $500 that's owed applies to that year's deductible. So if you end up getting sick or having something else happen to you down the line later in that year, you've kind of chipped away at that deductible. So that's a plus there. The other thing is that most of these medical providers, if your attorney sends them correspondence and says, hey, we're handling the injury case, we expect a settlement, we will get you paid then, hold off on billing my client for now. Most of the medical providers will send the bills to us for copays or what needs to go because of a deductible, which means you're not shelling out of pocket money throughout the process where maybe you've missed some time from work. Maybe you've had to pay, you know, a down payment to replace a vehicle, or you had to pay temporarily a deductible to fix your vehicle. Any of these kind of things kind of make the situation financially after an accident a little tighter for a lot of people. Having to throw those medical bills on each time you go is a little bit of insult to injury that we can kind of help make sure that doesn't happen. Which brings us to that third line of defense, and that's when we settle the case. Part of what our office does and what most injury offices should do is verify the medical bill balance is what's still owed. Anybody who wants to say, hey, here's a settlement check, we took our fee, have fun, make sure your bills get paid, they're not doing the whole job. Our job here is to confirm and verify medical bill balances. Our job is, in some cases, to negotiate those medical bill balances. We might be able to say, sometimes when, with medical bill money, when we negotiate these medical bills and when we negotiate what the health insurance company is owed, we typically save our clients more money than what our fee is. So it's almost like getting the lawyer for free. It's not even that they don't have to pay the money up front, but we end up saving them so much money in the process, not to mention the fact that the ability for us to negotiate these claims to what they're worth, which are typically 10 to 20 times more than what most insurance companies would give to a person who didn't have an attorney. Forget all of those benefits that we bring to the table. When we negotiate medical bills, when we negotiate what the health insurance company is entitled to be paid back, those things almost completely, and in some cases exceed what our fee is. And it greatly benefits the client. And like I said, it's almost like getting an attorney for free in some of these situations. So keep that in mind. So those are the three major things. Now, we mentioned in a previous show, we had Jay on here from the voluntary benefits group talking about supplemental coverages like AFLAC. Those are monies that come to you directly in most cases. And those kind of, they could be used to pay medical bills, but you could also just put those monies in your pocket. Those are other benefits that are out there that are available to you. And I am getting the call here that we are out of time. So that's all we got for today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in again here to WHGM Gold. We love doing this. We love giving you guys this information. And I know, especially in the third segment here, when we started talking about health insurance and reimbursement rates, that it might've gone over some heads there because it's super complicated. If you got one of these situations, just take your hands off, focus on getting better. Let us handle all the rest. 410-885-6200. That's our main office number. We are here. We are happy to help. No cost up front. And again, like I said, when it comes to what we negotiate for you on all fronts, it ends up paying for itself. So give us a call if you have a situation. Recommend this to a friend. We're happy to help. Again, this is your accident and injury guy, Attorney Bowers here from Bowers Law, 410-885-6200. Until next week, thank you.